Well, boys and girls, it's nice to be with you today. I want to talk to you for a few minutes, and we'll wait for these folks to come in from the balcony. Well, it's really nice to see all of you up at the front of the church today, and I want to speak to you about a little boy who lived in India. This is like a missionary story, really. And this little boy lived in India. And for part of his life, he lived on the streets. I don't know if you knew this or not, but there are about 100 million boys and girls who don't have any home of their own to live in, and they live in the streets in various countries and in various big cities all across the world. There are boys and girls who are so poor, and they have no mums and dads or others to care for them, and they just live on the streets. And this story that I want to tell you today is about a little boy called Raj. And Raj lived with his grandmother and also with his uncle Carl. But his uncle Carl was a very cruel man. And actually, his uncle Carl used to beat him up quite often. And Raj got so sick of living at home, you know what he did? He decided that he would run away. And he heard that down at the railway station, there were other boys and girls who slept in the railway carriages. And he thought, well, I'll go and live with them. Anything would be better than living here with my cruel Uncle Carl. So that's what he did. He left home. He didn't have much clothes and stuff to bring anyway. But he left home and he went to live with some of the street children who lived or who slept in the railway carriages down at the railway station. Now, when he was at home, his Uncle Carl used to force him out to beg for money. And when he came home in the evening, his Uncle Carl would snatch all the money off him and say, "Is that all you got today?" And when he went to live with the other children at the railway station, he found another way to make money. And what he would do is he would go out onto the streets and he would gather bits of plastic and bits of cardboard. And there were some dealers that he could sell this cardboard and this plastic too. And most days he made enough money to earn himself a little meal and sometimes even a little bit extra. And he was fairly happy down at the railway carriages. But people complained about the children hanging about the railway station. And people began to complain to the police about all these youngsters, all these children who are hanging about the railway station. Couldn't you, as policemen, do anything about it? So one day, a policeman went to the railway station to try and see if he could catch some of the boys and girls, and he managed to catch Raj. And he brought him to prison, and Raj stayed all night in prison. And then the next morning, he was surprised because his grandmother had come. Somehow, the police had got in touch with his grandmother, and his grandmother had come to bring him home. Well, he went back to stay at home. Let me just leave that there for a minute. He went back to stay at home. He thought, maybe this time it will be better. Maybe this time my Uncle Carl will not be as cross with me all the time. But it was no better. And his Uncle Carl was just as cruel. So you know what he thought he would do again? He ran away again to the same place and to live with the same children. This time he got a new job. This time he decided that he would buy himself a couple of polish brushes, and he would go to a busy place in the middle of the city and he would bang them like that, and he would wait for a pair of shoes to stop in front of him, and then he would start to rub the shoes and he would start to shine them, and that way he was able to earn enough money to buy himself a little bit of food every day. But something sad happened to Raj, and this is what happened to him. One day when he was running along the railway track, there was a banana skin, and I haven't eaten this banana, it's still a whole banana, but there was a banana skin lying on the track, and he stood on it. And you know what happened? He went flying head over heels, and he fell backwards, and he broke his wrist. Well, he didn't know that he'd broken his wrist, but when he fell down, he realized it was very, very sore. Now, I fell about 2.5 years ago and broke my ankle, and I'm still limping since, so I know how sore it must have been for Raj. But he slipped and broke his ankle, or broke his wrist, and he sat on the railway station crying. And nobody paid any attention to him. All of the grown-ups just walked past. They didn't even look down. And he was holding his arm because it was that sore. But eventually, two ladies stopped, and they asked him why he was so sad, why he was crying, and he explained that he had just fallen over a banana skin, and that his wrist was very sore. So they spoke for a couple of minutes, and then they said to Raj, "Listen, we'll take you to hospital, and we will pay for your treatment. We'll pay for you to have your arm put into a cast." So they took him to hospital, and he had to stay over a couple of days, actually. And they visited him every day, these two ladies. And they found out lots of things about Raj, and all about his background, all about his cruel Uncle Carl. And then when he was getting out of hospital, these two ladies said to him, "Raj, we have a little home that we run for boys and girls just like you, who haven't got any mums and dads to care for them. And we would like you to come and live in this home. It's called an orphanage." So Raj, he didn't need to think. He decided right away that he would go and live in this orphanage with these two missionary ladies. And he loved it at the orphanage because he had food, he had clothes, and he even was able to go to school. They paid for him to go to one of the schools. And it was a great life, and he really loved it at this orphanage. But Raj, he never had a birthday because he didn't know when he was born. His own mum and dad had died, and he never had a birthday. And that made him sad. All the other boys and girls in the orphanage, they all had birthdays to look forward to. So you know what the two ladies decided they would do? They decided that they would get all the boys and girls in the orphanage to write a number on a piece of card, 30 numbers. So all the boys and girls got out a piece of card about that size, and one person put one, the next person had a card and he put two on it, until 30 days. And then after that, Raj was told to pick one, and he picked 17. And then what happened? They all wrote the months of the year down, 12 months of the year, and Raj had to pick a month, and he picked July. So on the 17th of July, that became Raj's birthday. But you know what happened, which is even more exciting than that? Those two missionaries told him that although he was now part of the orphanage family, he could become part of God's family. He could become one of God's children. He could ask the Lord Jesus into his heart to take away his sins. And one night he decided to do that. So now instead of having one birthday, he now had two birthdays. He had the birthday that he had chosen, that the two missionary ladies had given to him. And he now had another birthday, the day that he became part of God's family. Now listen, there are lots and lots of lessons from that story. We could think about all the poor boys and girls in the world, couldn't we? 100 million boys and girls living on the streets. Isn't that sad? And maybe we could do something to help them. Maybe we could save up some of our pocket money and give it to a missionary organization who works with children like this. But what is more important than that is that just like Raj, you too are sure that not only are you part of a special family, not only do you have a mum and dad or someone else to care for you, but you make sure that you have a second birthday and that you're part of God's family, because that's the most important family of all, isn't it? Well, listen, thank you so much for listening. You've been fantastic, and I'm going to let you all go back to your seats now.